best, my only. Peel off my lonely eye. Never said enough. Sweet like peach skin, not scared of bruising. I wanna wrap you up. Always on the run, never empty handed. The turns into mud, mud turns into pavement. I wish you could just call. Like TV, spill out on side streets. I love lying to see if they catch on. You like a big hit, see you can take it, but you got some weak ribs. Always on the run, but never empty handed. Dirt turns into mud, mud turns into pavement. Oh,
home to you.
I want
I was in them blue hills. Found myself heading out east. Along the way I got high every day and got 7 or 8 hours of sleep. Living is easy if you want to, but it sure can be hard if you don't. Walking through the parking lots, lost in your thoughts, now you're standing at the No Frills alone.
This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. That was just the absolute banger, Mountain Road, by Boy Golden. Oh my god, my throat hurts really bad, so like low-key bear with me. But yeah, that was the absolutely goated Mountain Road from Boy Golden's, I think this was his first ever, or no, his second released album, and it's called For Jimmy. It's really good. And the reason that I play Boy Golden is because I was at Folk Fest last weekend. I camped the whole eternity of Folk Fest that it was. So I was there from Thursday all the way to Sunday. And that was my first time camping Folk Fest, which was absolutely awesome. I feel like now that I've camped for the first time, I'm like, I don't want to like not ever camp. Like now I want to camp every year. Because it's just so much fun. Like, I had a blast. But yeah, today's episode is kind of like a little bit of Folk Fest and also just a little bit of like just live music. I feel like I've seen so much live music within the last couple months, and I've been able to go to like low-key, like I've been to 3 festivals since like the beginning of this year, which is kind of crazy to think about. And I'm hashtag so grateful. oh, I'm hashtag so grateful that I got to, like, even go to, like, concerts and festivals and, like, yeah. So this is, like, my love letter to, like, live music because it is so freaking awesome. And, yeah, like, live music literally, like, makes the world go around. And that's today's episode. So I started off with Katy Tupper with Whitney off of Greyhound, her debut album. And she is, like, literally angelic. She was at Folk Fest, Snowberry Field at 1. I think this was on Friday or Saturday. I forgot. I think it was on Friday. But, oh, my God, she was so freaking good. And, like, I've seen Katy Tupper at Festival before, and I've talked about her before, but, like, seeing her at Folk Fest was perfect. I think that, like, I don't know, I was very disappointed because I feel like everybody should have been at her set, and, like, it wasn't, like, I don't know. I feel like I just, like, really wanted everyone to, like, sit and, like, listen to her because she was so good, and, like, so basically, like, my phone was just not charging the entire weekend. Like, it was so bad. I just couldn't even text anyone, couldn't even, like, do anything, genuinely. And so, yeah, like, I literally could not do anything. And so, like, I was, like, sitting at Katy Tupper, and I was, like, no, I'm going to Katy Tupper. That was, like, one of the, like, things that I locked in on at Folk Fest was, like, I was, like, nope, we're going here right now. We're not going to miss Katy. And I had caught all of her set, and it was absolutely beautiful. But during her set, I, like, saw Asher and one of his friends, Kieran, and mind you, again, because I don't have, like, I can't text them, they can't text me, so, like, I saw them walking, and I was, like, oh, my God. So I literally got up in the middle of Katy and, like, ran after them and was like, guys, come sit and, like, listen to Katy. And they ended up sitting and actually, like, really liked her, which was, like, a little unexpected just because she is more of, like, a R&B, like, soul kind of girl. But they really liked it. And, like, even Kieran was just like, damn, like, do you think that there should be more people? Like, there should definitely be more people here. Like, she's awesome. Like, she's really good. And I was like, I'm so happy. So, you know what? I did get 2 people, and actually 3 people, including my friend Hannah that I was camping with. I got 3 people to listen and sit down and hear the greatness of Katy Tupper. So, honestly, I think that was a good success, but I really wish that, like, there was more people, and I really wish that, like, I don't know, just, like, everybody was there, because it was just so good, and, like, she deserves so much more recognition, and I'm really glad that Folk Fest got her, especially this year when she released Greyhound. It's amazing. I've played it so many times, probably. Ooh. I played it so many times, but yeah, she's the absolute GOAT. Shout out Katy Tupper. I freaking love you to death. Like, you are such a beautiful woman, and you make amazing music. But anyways, and then also played Fontaine. I also caught Fontaine at the main stage, the main freaking stage, and it was, like, the first day, it was on Thursday, I believe, as well, at 6, and it was so good, and I feel like every single time I've seen Fontaine, like, it's just been so good. And I think, like, the first time I ever went to Folk Fest, I saw Boy Golden for the first time, and I saw Fontaine for the first time, so I feel like if I'm making an episode a little bit about Folk Fest, I have to include, like, Boy Golden and Fontaine, because they are, like, my OG, like, Folk Fest, and, like, just, like, I guess, like, low-key, like, is Boy Golden kind of country? Yes, but, like, I still love him, like, I still love him down, bro, like, I don't know, it's not really what I usually listen to, but I love Boy Golden and I love Fontaine a lot. I'm so happy that she got to be on the big stage, because that is absolutely what she deserves. Good Buddy is amazing. She released this last year, and I saw it at Village Music Fest, and I forgot another place I saw Fontaine last year, but nevertheless, amazing, amazing stuff. And again, I'm just so lucky and, like, grateful that I saw and have been seeing so many great live music. But yeah, anyways, kind of doing, like, a very 360 vibe change, like, low-key, but we are going to another, like, really awesome live show, and I think this is, like, all artists that I've seen live and have been amazing, specifically recently, but this one was actually not recently. This one was actually, like, my second ever concert, I believe, or like something along those lines. And it was such a great show, and like literally was one of my favorite concerts ever. And I had to play it. So I'm just gonna let it play, and you guys will know if you know, you know. But anyways, here it is on UMFM 101.5.
So what's up, man?
Coolin', man.
Chillin'. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never, ever called and asked you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Wu-Tang Clan coming at ya.
Watch the step, kid. Watch the step, kid. Watch the step, kid.
So
set it off. Watch the step, kid.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor, terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking, while I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger, deep in the dark with the art, to rip the charts apart, the vandal, too hot to handle your battle, you're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell, roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set, the rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal,
the way I make the crowd go wild, sit back, relax, won't smile, Ray got it going on, pal, call me the rap assassinator, rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger, and I'ma get mad deep like a threat, blow up your project, then take all your assets, cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb, shit like math, so if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man, cause I grabbed the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got, going to war with the melting pot,
it's the method man for short, Mr. Map, move it on your left, and set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat, I wanna break food, cop me back, small change, they putting shame in the game, I take game, and blow the nigga out the frame, and like fame, my style will live forever, niggas crossing over, like they don't know no better, but I do, true, can I get a suit, enough respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP, when I'm dusting, niggas off, because I'm hot like sauce, the smoke from the lyrical blood make me,
what, grab my nut, get screwed. Ow. Here comes my Shaolin style. Truth, B A B B Y U. To my crew with the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you're with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Shame on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. That cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creeps. Niggas be rolling with a stash. Ain't saying gas, bite my style. I'll bite your motherfucker.
My style is wild, so book me. Not long, it's how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's Morgan, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats, rap was a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I come with shit, all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border. And get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all, is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, the fuck pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback, black, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the fuck you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stole with the holy robe, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus, 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My clan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one dare. Took a genius, take us the fuck out of here.
The Wu is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors. They're scared to death to pump these.
First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best for check your neck, the best for check your neck, the best for check your neck, the best for check your neck.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was just Go Let It Burn off of their album. For it's actually an original score for The Gallows Pole. I have no clue what that is, but Goat was actually at Folk Fest as well. They were closing out, I think this was on Saturday, I believe they were closing off at Big Blue, and it was so good. Like, it was so good. And like, I don't know, they are just like so freaking crazy. I think they are a 7 or 6 person band, which, like, oh my god, like, it was just amazing. Like, literally, it was awesome. Like, it was so awesome. And like, it was really cool because like, they all like just wear like some crazy like masks and costumes and stuff, and like they're like anonymous essentially. Like, you don't know who they are. And no, it's like, it's so dope. Like, it's so awesome. And like, it was just like really cool, like psychedelic like rock. And it, like, I don't know, reminded me a lot of I Love Jimi Hendrix. And it was just awesome because like, it sounded very like psychedelic rock, but at the same time it sounded very like world music-y. And yeah, like, big shout out to them. They're from Sweden, and they are kind of like an alternative experimental kind of group, but honestly amazing show. Like, genuinely, they have gained a fan out of me. And I think that that's the one thing about Folk Fest that I love so much, is also the fact that like, you can go to literally any stage, I think, and sit there for a bit, and you will probably hear like some new stuff that you absolutely love. Like, like, last time I went to Folk Fest, I heard so many great stuff. I literally got introduced to Boy Golden and Fontaine through Folk Fest. And yeah, like, it was just so much fun. And Goat was amazing again. And like, Angine de Poitrine was also pretty cool. And it's crazy because like, my friend Brooke, shout out Brooke, I had a great time with her. And Brooke was volunteering for like the stages and stuff, so like hauling like sound equipment and stuff like that. And she like kind of has like a connection with the booking coordinator who books like artists for Folk Fest. And basically, like, he was saying that he was really glad that he got Angine de Poitrine before they blew up, because they did really just have like a crazy blow up, and like, everyone was just like kind of like going crazy over them, especially after like that insane crowd at Jazz Fest in Montreal, which was amazing. And like, yeah, they were super cool. I honestly wasn't like, I am not really like crazy into them as well, but like, again, they were awesome for Folk Fest. And I think like, closing out Big Blue was so much fun. Like, literally just being at Big Blue was so much fun. It's always such a great stage. I've always seen like the best music there. So huge shout out to Big Blue. But yeah, that was so much fun and so cool to experience. And then I also played some Tracy Denham, Bartalia Changer, of course. Bartalia is like literally one of my favorite bands ever, like genuinely. So literally going to see them live in November, although I wasn't like too crazy for their new album, like, I definitely love like Tracy Denham and the Twits like so much, like so much. And I kind of wish that their new album was like a little bit like that. Seeing freaking Bartalia, like, they are so good live. Like, I think they sound better live than they do like in person and or like on like streaming. Like, literally, even just like listening, because I am like a fiend for this one video, and it's like a live like in somewhere in Texas, and it was for, I believe it was for the Twits tour, and they played in Texas, and someone recorded like the whole set, and it was so freaking good. It was so good. And like, Calm Down With Me and like Brush With Faith, like, literally all those songs just sound so good live. Like, they are just amazing. Like, they, I love them so bad. I love Bartalia. And yeah, I would definitely say that they are probably like top three that I've even seen live. And again, like, their album just sounded so much better in like in person being lived. who are being performed live as well. So yeah, big ups to Barataglia. And they, ooh, although I did go to see their tour for Some Like It Hot, they did play some songs from Tracy Denham, and Changer was one of them, and it was so good. So yeah, I'll definitely never forget seeing Barataglia live. I definitely want to go see them live again. Like, they are like one of my favorite bands for sure. And then obviously freaking Wu-Tang. And bro, that like weekend was crazy, because I remember it was Wu-Tang, Nas, and De La Soul, and then it was Daniel Caesar. It was literally Wu-Tang Caesar, and that's what like me and my friends would call the weekend, because Wu-Tang Caesar, like, literally, I think it was, I don't remember what the order was. I believe it was maybe like Wu-Tang first and then Daniel, or vice versa. But like, that weekend was awesome. Like, it was literally back to back, like, amazing banger shows. So big shout out to that. That was like one of my favorite concerts as well. Like, literally, like, was so good. Like, Wu-Tang, seeing Wu-Tang and Nas and freaking De La Soul, like, bro, literally, I will never forget that, and I will like forever and always like cherish that concert, because it was amazing. It was like so surreal to see like three of like the big bomba clot three of like hip hop. It was freaking awesome, and I'll never forget that. I have three more songs left. I don't know if Sabir's here. I saw someone walk in, but I don't know. I think he would have came and been like, hey, because I was outside sitting with Michael. But nevertheless, I have three more songs left. But yeah, I love live music so bad. Like, I literally, whenever there's a show with like even in Winnipeg, and I think that I included a lot of local artists, and I think for that reason of including like a lot of local artists, it's just, I don't know, like, it's actually just like we have such a great local music scene here, and I just like, I love it so much. And like, to know that you're also supporting like such a great like local community, and to know that you're supporting people that like literally they are getting paid for, like, if you go to their shows at the Handsome Daughter or at Side Stage or at Public Domain or wherever you're going, they also get the money, and it's their lifeline and it's their love. And like, I think that for people to be able to even come and share music with us, and share their music that they made, is awesome. It's really great. So thank you to everyone. Thank you to the bands and to the artists, because it's awesome. And like, again, live music is so great. And like, I don't know, there's just nothing better than like standing there and listening to your favorite song live. Like, it's literally the best freaking feeling in the world. But anyways, yeah, I do have three more songs left. The next one is Virgo Rising, and their new song Wishbone for their new album, which I believe is also called Wishbone. They dropped this single, I believe, like 2 days ago on Wednesday, and it's so good. I've been listening to it a lot. I freaking love Virgo Rising. They are freaking awesome. Vampire Year that they dropped last year is so freaking good. Love that a lot. And then their first ever EP, I believe, which is 16th Sapphire, which is also so goated. Virgo Rising is from Winnipeg, and it's so, like, it's crazy, because like, I think I was already listening to Virgo Rising for a bit, and then I realized that they were from Winnipeg, and I was like, wait. And they were one of the first like shows that I went to and like started going to back like when I like finally turned 18. And Virgo Rising, like, literally is just so amazing. They're so good. They're so talented, like, every single one of them. And yeah, like, it's, they're just awesome. They're so awesome. And it's also cool because, like, some of my friends have seen them live, and some of my friends that are not even from Winnipeg, and they also love them a lot. A lot of my friends from Vancouver went to go see them when they were touring, and were like, we love Virgo Rising, like, they're so awesome, like, holy, this is your people. And I'm like, exactly, Virgo Rising is my people. They come from the same place that I come from, and that is Winnipeg, Manitoba. But yeah, no, like whenever I think about Winnipeg music, I always feel so prideful of Virgo Rising, because they're just so good. And like, I actually got Vampire Year. I saw their show I don't remember when this was. This was like kind of a while ago, like a couple months ago, but I went to their show, their last show, and I got the tape of Vampire Year, and it was their last ever one. And I literally don't even have like a cassette player technically, but like, nevertheless, I just had to have some sort of physical media for that album, and I thought, what better of a way to do that? And then I also have Real Estate Atlas with Crime, which I also saw. I was literally just talking to Michael about Folk Fest and Real Estate. Real Estate and Father John Misty were at the same time. And, like, I was like, bro, there is no doubt in my mind that I'm going to see Real Estate, because realistically, with Father John Misty, Love You King, you're probably really nice. But, like, I literally know two or three songs by him. And one of them is not even, like, his actual song. It's the one with Lana Del Rey. And the second one is Real Love Baby, which apparently he didn't even actually play, which is really funny because I feel like a lot of people were just there to hear that song. No shade. Maybe you weren't just there to hear that song, but like, low-key, like, if I were to have gone to Father John Misty, I'd want to hear that song, you know? And yeah, he didn't play that, which I was like, damn, honestly, big ups to you, like, low-key. But yeah, I don't know, it was like such a clear choice for me because I love Atlas. It's one of my favorite albums ever. And Real Estate is like literally, like, it was just so good. They sounded amazing live, and they played some new stuff for the first time, which was also awesome, and it sounded really good. They have a new album coming out, which I'm so excited for, dude. Like, seeing Real Estate, like, guys, I already said that I was gonna be like annoying as shit and like really excited and like just like never gonna shut up about it, but like genuinely seeing Real Estate was like one of the highlights of probably this year, because I just love them so much. Like, they are like OG indie like album for me, OG indie like band for me. Like, they are the freaking goats, and yeah, I'm so glad that I got to see them. But yeah, big shout out to Real Estate, one of my favorites, and I got to see them and it was awesome. But yeah, and then lastly but certainly not lastly is Jamboree. Jamboree, like, will always be one of my favorite, I think the favorite band to see live in the city. I saw them, I don't remember, damn, I, like, literally saw them recently, though, like, kind of recently, and, like, every single time I see Jamboree live, like, it just hits every freaking time. They are literally the freaking goats. Like, genuinely, big, big shout out to, like, freaking Sky, Nick, and Alex. Like, genuinely, big, big shout out to y'all, because they always sound so good live. Like, it is insane. The first time I ever really, like, I didn't really, like, in a lot of, it was kind of like this for a lot of bands in Winnipeg, where, like, I didn't really know them. I just went to their show, and then I started listening to their music, and Jamboree was low-key like that. Like, I was hella, like, I wasn't really listening to Jamboree before, and then I went to one of their shows. I think this was, like, at Blue Note, like, 2 or 3 years ago, like biblical ass time, but I went and saw them, and it was like actually the best freaking show ever. And I remember before that, like, my friends Sophie and Kinsley were like, you've never seen Jamboree? And I see these two at like every show ever, so it's like they also are like very much like they like local music and stuff, and they were like, what do you mean you've never seen Jamboree? Like, that is so wild, that's so crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I've never seen them. And they were like, dude, you have to see Jamboree, like, you have to see them live, like, that's crazy. And then I saw them live and I was like, oh, I understand it now. And like, even just like for them to be like acoustically playing for my Sunday sessional back in November was like so incredibly good. And like, I don't know, I really love Jamboree, especially live. Like, it was the first time that I heard them, period. Like, just heard their music, and they definitely gained a fan out of me. But yeah, and what better than to, I don't know, I just feel so, like, I just feel so summery, and, like, I feel like now is, like, finally summer, especially because Folk Fest was hot as shit. But anyway, never the freaking less, though, Summerland, like, you can never go wrong with that. And I honestly have been kind of slacking just because I feel like I haven't been feeling very summery recently. And, like, I'm kind of sad about that, but never the frickin' less. Summerland, I'm kind of slacking on listening to it this summer just because it's been so gloomy. It's like basically spring when it should be summer. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But yeah. Anyways, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Kind of themed. I haven't done a themed in a while and I kind of miss it. And today was fun. I don't know. Like, I honestly, this just gave me like so many good memories of like live music. And it also reminds me of things that I'm excited to see in the near future. But nevertheless, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you are listening, and yeah, I'm actually really happy because I'm also like actually in the studio or in the booth. And there's no better feeling than being actually in here and not like pre-recording or something. But anyways, happy Friday. It is really nice outside. There is Alleyway Market today. Definitely go check that out. There's a lot of cool things and vendors, out there if you're looking for some accessories and little snacks and knickknacks, and like they literally have everything. So go check it out. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. But anyways, I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday. You are here by Spear is possibly up next. I honestly don't know if he's gonna be here or will be here, but nevertheless, again, thanks for listening to me yap if you are listening. Yeah, this is Wishbone Virgo Rising on UMFM 101.5. Happy Friday again, and yeah. Talk to y'all next week.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. There's a certain kind of quiet that still feels loud. That space where melody, memory, and something harder to name all settle in at once. Bahamas, the project of Afi Irvinen, has been shaping songs in that space for years. Easy on the surface, but deeper the longer you sit with them. With his new record, My Second Last Album, Irvinen leads into clarity and emotional directness. A Juno-winning album that moves through indie folk, soul, and country with a lived-in honesty, and now he brings it to the stage. Don't miss Bahamas at the historic Burton Cummings Theater, Thursday, September 25th. Free tickets are on sale now, starting at $40 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster. Bahamas, live in Winnipeg, September 25th. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. Don't say sorry. Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at